watch the struggle, and I want you wrestling with them angels.
Here he is, from Auburn University, Bo Jackson.
The correct Jordan-Hare Stadium time is 8:41 p.m. Central Daylight Time. Your digital audio device is tuned into the Orange and True podcast, powered by collegeandmagnolia.com. Greetings and salutations, Orange and Truthers. It is I, Son of Crow, at Son of Crow 2 on Twitter, at Son of Crow on Venmo. You can call me Drew. To one side of me, via the magic of the internet, is the rumor monger, Ryan Starrett, at Ryan S. Starrett. The S stands for still not frozen yet on my Skype.
S stands for summer.
That's right. The other side of me giving you full Fort Payne ASMR through the ether, probably recording via hologram into a R2 unit, the AU chief.
Aya. It's pronounced Leia.
Wow. On today's show, we play a game. A trivia game as a team, as a triumvirate. The triumvirate of Twitter.
Who's the Mark Antony of this triumvirate?
That's a good question.
He's the running back.
I'm probably the Cleopatra, who's, maybe?
Who's the Caesar?
Pizza Pizza.
Who's going to die here?
Right. Well, if it comes down to who knows the most about SEC football, it's going to end up being me that gets killed here.
Is this just an episode designed to make James mad at us?
Yes.
Oh, Ryan, this entire podcast is designed to make James mad at us. This is like James is on the Truman Show, and we are just all been hired by Lydia to make James mad at us. Sorry, spoiler alert, James, for your life. So Ryan, you had some news though at the top that you wanted to talk on.
News or a trivia question?
Oh, right. Ryan's trivia. That's completely different from my trivia.
I was going to say, unless you have news that I forgot about.
No, sorry. Yeah. Up to you, buddy.
All right. Real easy question. What team has the best non-conference record against Auburn in football?
Best non-conference record.
So yeah, any SEC games
don't count,
or whatever conference Auburn's in the 1910s. None of those count.
Now,
wow.
Now, what are we talking? Percentages here? Most wins?
Percentage.
Is it Baylor?
And I did do
Isn't
a cutoff.
Baylor, doesn't Baylor have like a great record against Auburn? Something crazy. Like
I
that?
Did do a cutoff of at least five games, so it's not like somebody's 1-0.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask next. Is the minimum amount of games.
Doesn't Baylor have a good record against us? Am I right?
It's me.
Or who else might have a good record against us? Texas Tech, I think, beat us last time we played them, if I had to remember, if I remember that correctly. But I think it's only been once.
Trying to think. Oh, Florida State. No, they were really bad when we used to play them all the time.
Texas A&M has a winning record against Auburn in non-conference, I believe.
We are 13-5-1 all time against Florida State, Chief.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, like I said, they were really bad for most of the time we played them. I don't know. Texas.
That's a really good, really good guess.
See, the last time we played Texas would have been. Hang on. You guys keep guessing.
I think.
So it's not Texas.
yeah.
I'm just trying to think of people we would have played that would.
Is it Georgia Tech?
Is it Georgia Tech? Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
No, see, the problem is those were a lot of SEC or
conference
a lot
games.
Of Southern Conference SEC games.
Yeah.
And we're actually 47-41-4 all time against Georgia Tech.
So, well, here's my other question. So it is a winning record against us.
Non-conference. Yes. Okay. There are non-conference teams with record against Auburn.
And that we played more than five times.
Is it South Florida?
It's not Miami.
That's one of my least favorite games I ever was at. As an Auburn fan, was that game.
Ugh.
So remember how hot it was?
That's actually
it was like a sticky, hot, humid game, and we lost too, if I remember correctly.
Awful.
I'll give you the team that's second on the list. How about that?
Yeah, do that.
It's the team we're going to face off against, theoretically, in a couple months, North Carolina.
Really?
We are 2-4 all time against North Carolina.
Really?
Man. Although,
the fighting Mac Browns?
That 2-4 actually would be the worst record for Auburn. But one of those four losses came the 1 year Auburn and North Carolina were in the same conference in 1901.
Huh.
So technically Auburn's 2-3 in non-con games against UNC.
That is weird.
That is
I had no idea that we were ever in the same conference as North Carolina. Yeah. That's something I learned.
It's probably been a bit.
Yeah, I imagine so. Yale. No, we wouldn't have never played Yale.
Oh, yeah. Is it like Sewanee? I guess that was a conference game.
Well, those are all conference games.
Well, okay.
The University of the South?
Are they west of the Mississippi?
They are.
Are they east of the Rockies?
They are.
Is it Nebraska?
Yes. I was going to go to Nebraska.
Dang.
Auburn is.
Is it Oklahoma?
1-3 all time against Nebraska. Only four games.
Is it Oklahoma?
Have we played Oklahoma?
It is not Oklahoma.
Didn't Barry Switzer just
Auburn beat? Is 0-2 all time.
Yeah, I think Barry Switzer beat the pants off of Pat Dye one time in Auburn, if I remember correctly. And I only say that because I remember him saying something about that. Auburn.
Is it south of the Mason-Dixon line?
It is. Is this 20 questions?
Yes, it is. Wait, it's not Arkansas, is it?
It is not.
Okay. Huh.
Are you ready for the answer?
No. I'm gonna guess.
Maybe most of the teams at this point.
I know. TCU? Is it a team in
TCU
Texas?
TCU is 1-2 all time. Or Auburn is 1-2 all time versus TCU.
Auburn is 0-2 versus Oklahoma, by the way.
What is it in the state of Texas? What conference are they in now?
But it wasn't Houston? It wasn't
really? Houston?
No, we beat Houston in 1957, week one.
We are 5-1 versus Houston. Okay,
that one win was in 1957, and we threw like a go route on the first play of the game and scored on a long touchdown pass. I want to make a correction real quick. I'll make a correction real quick. Barry Switzer never beat Pat Dye. And I don't know why I remember him saying something about Pat Dye, but
I'm seeing a trend. We don't have very good records against teams from Texas. This is what I've discovered tonight.
Maybe that's because the answer is Texas. Auburn is 3-5 all time.
I said Texas.
I didn't know if you wanted me to stop you or not.
I got it right first try.
Yeah, he got it right here.
No, come on, not first try, Chief. Come
yeah,
on.
That was
now,
my first guess.
Now, wait a minute.
Guess.
Yeah, you should have just said, yeah, you're right.
That was my first guess.
No, wait a minute.
Come on.
You got to lock an answer in. You can't just start naming schools off.
I let it sit there forever. Oh, come on. Get out of here. That was my first guess.
Man, I didn't know we played Texas so many times.
You've played Texas 8 times.
Dang.
I wish we'd play those Sons of Guns again.
Yeah, they haven't been good for nearly a decade now. That'd be nice.
That's why I want to beat them, because I'm fairly angry at this point that they haven't been good in more than a decade.
Yeah.
I would like them to be at least a competitive team. It's nice in the state when they're okay. It's much better when they're okay than it is when Aggie is okay. When Aggie's okay, it's insufferable in this state.
But, well, luckily, that hasn't been very much either.
You were not around during the Johnny Football era in this state. Oh, it was horrifying.
I bet that wasn't fun.
Yeah, it was not.
So Auburn won the last two games against Texas in 1991 and 87, and then lost 83 and 84. Beat them 27-3 in 1974, and then lost games in 1925, 1911, and
1910. Think about football back then, though.
Say right now, to play, Josh to play Black football. And James Jones could tell you about that 1910 game. I swear to God.
Well, just think about traveling to play a sporting event in 1910.
You're worried about the Kaiser. You're worried about, you got all kinds of problems.
I don't even know how they did it. Travel to Texas. That's like a foreign country in 1910.
You probably lost three people to cholera on the way there.
I guess you take the train, right?
Yeah, or a wagon.
Wagon.
One of the two. No, you took a train. I don't know if you guys watched the football in the South thing that ESPN did.
I didn't.
It's pretty good, and they talk about Sewanee's. Like they talk about Sewanee's team that went like undefeated in the 1890s or 1900s, and how they like left on a train trip and played like six games in less than a month.
Yeah, I would think you'd have to do that. Like, it would not be you would not be going back and forth to go to school.
And they won every game, and it was like they became this like traveling attraction, like Sewanee, and like it that. Team kind of legitimized football outside of the Ivy League.
The South, yeah.
And it's a pretty decent documentary. Anyway,
yeah, I should watch that.
We're hurrying along because we wanted to keep this podcast nice and tight. Nice and tight for you guys.
I think guessing on a question for 15 minutes might have.
Yeah, Ryan didn't get the memo. That. But we're going to try to keep this one nice and tight. Less is more. All right, Ryan, you did have something you wanted to talk about. You want to talk about Jared Harper as a Dallas Maverick, which I'm all ears about.
Oh, yeah, that'd be, I mean, not news or anything, but he was officially cut by the Suns today, Tuesday.
Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know. I thought that was
he was notified he was being let go back in the beginning of coronavirus, but since the league was closed, that didn't actually go through until today.
And they did that today. Partially because they're not in the bubble.
Right. So
they're one of the 8 teams.
Theoretically, Jared Harper can sign with any team that's still playing.
Yeah.
Or any team that's not playing if he wanted to.
And those Mavericks need a point guard, a backup point guard in a major way.
Like, so he would be the straight up backup.
Well, they got Seth Curry. They've got Luka.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, Jalen Brunson going down was a pretty big deal. And they've got, I mean, because J.J. Barea, I believe, is also still out. So, I mean, it's slim pickings at the one.
So, it's either the Mavs or the Blazers, right? Is that
the consensus?
Well, those teams seem to be the... answers.
So both two teams that, if we're talking in NCAA tournament parlance, are on the bubble, so to speak.
Well, the Mavericks have all but mathematically guaranteed the 7th seed.
Yeah, the Blazers are like have a losing record.
I think they're actually the Blazers the 9 right now, so they still need to win a couple games.
Yeah, I think that's right. So you've got with Barea and Brunson, and then who was the Courtney Lee? That's three guards. The Mavericks are down going into the bubble, so they're probably going to pick up a guard.
Well, he's a guard that can score too. You shoot the three.
Yeah, exactly. And obviously, like Luka's listed as a forward.
Right.
Well, he's actually listed on ESPN as a shooting guard, but he handles the ball most of the time anyway. And so Jared can also catch and shoot, which helps him, I think. So
interesting.
Yeah, I would be
would you buy the jersey? Even if it's only for this you know, quarantine.
That'd be tough.
A bucket in a playoff game.
100%. If he hit a bucket in a playoff game, 100%.
I think you'd have to buy the that alternate jersey they have with the
the graffiti one?
Yeah.
That's horrible. All right. Anything else before we get into our trivia game sponsored by?
I got nothing. The soccer is back for everybody that's Premier League's back.
The Premier League, which everyone acts like is the most competitive league in the world, unless you're Burnley. Because that was Haiti versus Yowza. Germany levels of just. Ryan.
So I missed this. What was the score?
5-0.
But it was over.
But it was.
Minutes into the game.
Ryan, you had as many shots on goal against Manchester City as Burnley did.
Oof.
0 shots on goal, 1 shot attempt in 90 minutes.
Wasn't it at Turf Moor? Burnley's.
I believe it was in Manchester.
Oh, yes, it was at the Hag because they had some controversy.
Yeah, because a Burnley fan flew a airplane over the stadium with White Lives Matter on a banner behind it because England really is as dirtbag as it gets. The England that's portrayed in media is not the redneck England that really exists, that people don't really see as much.
Yeah.
Wasn't that a favorite game of EDSBS?
Yeah, Alabama
or England.
Alabama or England.
Yeah. Would we put it past a Manchester United fan to have paid to have that flown over to make them look bad?
Man, I don't know. Let's see.
I'm not that big of a not really a thing. Though, so.
Yeah. The That's idea of a SEC Burnley itself. Fan is crazy.
Yeah, a Burnley fan.
But yeah,
no, Ryan, I doubt a Burnley fan did it. I was just thinking.
29% possession for a full game is pretty horrible in soccer.
If you're a good counterattacking team, that's fine. But that Burnley is just not good.
I know.
That 29% isn't 29% in the offensive end. That's overall.
Because
right?
They had the ball. One of their guys kicked a ball, basically. 29% is out.
Yeah. Oof.
This reminds me of watching an Auburn soccer match and on SEC Network Plus or whatever it was. And, like, I want to say it was Andy Burcham doing the play-by-play.
Yeah.
And he asked if possession was actually is that a big stat in soccer?
Yeah. Yes.
Like, yeah, that's kind of one of the two, like one of the three stats. We don't have a lot in this sport. It's not baseball. But yeah, it was a blowout. It was a bloodbath. But football's back. You can get up on Saturdays and watch some footy.
Or Wednesdays.
Or Wednesdays with your first third
or Monday,
Budweiser.
Or Tuesdays. Or it's they're flying through these games now.
With your first third Budweiser of the day.
Yeah.
For Raj. Good old Roger Bennett. All right. Let's do some SEC football trivia brought to you by Golden Flake. Nah, just kidding. I wish I'd get some sweet heats here in Texas.
I do love the sweet heat.
It's the best shit.
Golden Flake in Texas?
Oh no, we're completely devoid of the sweet heat in this state.
It's SEC country now. I'll
send you a care package.
I know. I'll send you a Whataburger in the mail and you can send me some sweet heats.
Well, you know, we might have a senator that has connections to Golden Flake.
That's true.
Great state of Alabama.
Man alive. Lord help us all. Lord help us all. Lord hear our prayers. All right. Number one question. Actually, let's take a break. Sorry, that's a good tea. Take a break. We'll come back and we'll do a question. At 18 minutes and 47 seconds left, or starting in this podcast. 18 minutes and 47 seconds deep in this podcast. Cut that all out, Jack. And action. Question one. The SEC, Southeastern Conference, was founded in December of 1932 when 13 schools left what other conference? We're all going to answer this question together, and then we're going to see whether or not we're right.
Chief.
Your answers are, your options are the Southern Conference, Atlantic Conference, Big South, or Dixie League. Oh, boy.
Southern Conference.
I mean, I've played in Dixie League.
The baseball. Yeah, I think Chief, I think I agree with Chief.
Southern
Conference. Question number two, gentlemen. Who were the first ever SEC champs? Was it Tulane, Alabama, Georgia, or Vanderbilt?
It would be pretty funny if it was Vanderbilt.
I know this.
But I'm pretty sure Vandy's never won
it. Yeah, they've never won it.
I've spent a lot of time looking through programs at SEC sporting events. I should know this.
Yeah, I don't really have any inkling other than that it's not Mandy.
Georgia Tech.
That's not one of the options.
Okay, never mind.
Tulane, Bama, the Dogs, or Vandy?
I think it's Tulane.
I think it is too. That's what my heart says. All right, which charter member...
Do we not get the answers until the end?
Not until the end. Charter member left the SEC after the 1939 season? Sewanee, the University of the South, North Carolina, Florida State, or the Citadel?
Sewanee.
I believe it's Sewanee.
Sewanee.
Yeah. Sewanee. Yeah. Any of those other ones were SEC.
In 1939, which SEC school were the last major college team in the 20th century to finish a regular season unbeaten, untied, and unscored on?
Is this open-ended?
Georgia, Tennessee, the Tide, or the Auburn Tigers?
Auburn Tigers.
Is that right?
No, is it 1939?
Yeah.
You said?
Yeah, no, Auburn was not good in 1939.
There's no way. We went, no Auburn. One scored on Auburn. We would have a statue for those guys up.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think it's the Tide either.
Is this when the whole Crimson Tide story came around? Or?
Oh, maybe. Nah. What are our other options besides
Georgia
the Tide?
Or the Vols?
I'm gonna lean Alabama, but I don't really have any inkling here.
Yeah, I'm gonna lean Alabama as well.
I don't. Do they claim a title for 39?
I don't. Man, probably.
Pretty good. Pretty good. A chance they do. You're just guessing a year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, if no one scored on them for a full season, they should claim a title.
Right.
The Tennessee?
Yeah, okay.
I mean, could this be a Colonel Nealon team?
Yeah, it's either them or Tennessee. I guess let's go with Alabama.
For Alabama. Number five, which two schools left the SEC in the mid-1960s? Was it Kentucky and Vandy, Louisville and Miami, Arkansas and La Tech, or Georgia Tech and Tulane?
Tech and Tulane,
absolutely.
Oh, that's easy.
Yep. You know that in the 60s, the Naval Academy had a taunt song, a diss track, wherein they pretend they would say, "We don't play Notre Dame." It was the Army fight song, but they changed the lyrics, and the lines were, "We don't play Notre Dame, we don't play Tulane, we just play Davidson, because that's the fearless Army way." It was a whole diss track based on Army don't play nobody, Paul. But one of the schools they mentioned was Tulane. My dad went to the Naval Academy for 2 years, and he told me that. And I was like, Tulane? Who cares if you play Tulane? He was like, no, they're pretty good in the 60s.
Okay, I was wondering if they were good. Interesting. What happened? Yeah, do you ever think about that? Like, what happened to these teams that used to be
so
good?
They left the SEC to focus on academics.
But why did – oh, because of academics?
Yeah. That's why Sewanee left.
That's why Tech left, too.
Yeah.
Tech's no better than anybody here.
Yeah, it's a pretty good school.
Wait, what? Yeah,
it's a good engineering school.
Which team had their 1984 conference championship vacated by SEC officials? Florida, Auburn, Mississippi, or Georgia? 1984 conference champs vacated by SEC officials. Did we have our 84 conference championship vacated?
No.
No.
Were we conference champs in 84?
No. 83.
Wouldn't have been Florida.
Florida was 88.
Florida wasn't good yet.
No, 87, 88, 89.
This is where I'm feeling the hate from other members of the website.
It's not Florida because they weren't good in 84. That's what I'm thinking. Because that's pre-Spurrier.
Yeah.
And so I'm thinking it's got to be Ole Miss, which that can't be right. Georgia or us.
I guess it's Georgia, but...
I think it's us.
Yeah. No.
Is it?
All right, I'm picking Georgia.
We were vacating an SEC title.
Because we started the 84 season off against Miami and New York and lost. Right?
Yeah.
Yes, yes. Because it was the big thing because they had won. They had been awarded the 83 national championship.
Over us.
And it was a big matchup between us in New York, and we lost.
All right, so it's not us.
I'm going to go Georgia, but
yeah, I think it's probably Georgia.
Man, if they have a conference championship that was vacated that we don't make fun of them about, we should start making fun of them about that.
And the other two options were what? Ole Miss and who?
Florida. And I don't think it's Florida because I can't remember them being good before.
That's pre-Emmett, right?
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Pre-Emmett. Emmett was 88, 80, like in there, right?
Emmett was 91 draft.
Yeah.
I'll go Georgia, I guess. They were good in the early 80s, but.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, Josh,
yeah,
we'll Josh and James, tweet at Ryan S. Starrett if we're incorrect. All right. The SEC expanded to 12 teams in 1992.
Mm-hmm.
With the addition of what schools?
Oh, come
Arkansas
on.
Arkansas and South Carolina.
Come on.
Thank you. We probably got the other one wrong, but we got this one right.
Well, that was before Ryan was born.
I know.
It was.
Ryan, you know that Arkansas was once a member of a conference called the Southwest Conference.
What?
Yeah. And if that had all stayed together, Southwest Conference would be pretty awesome. The addition of two new members led the SEC to create a two-division format.
Come on. Come on.
With the respective winners meeting in a season-ending championship game, which school won the very first SEC championship game?
Vanderbilt.
Alabama. LSU, Florida, or Auburn? It's Alabama.
Alabama.
It was Alabama versus Florida, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah. I believe so.
And Alabama went on to win a national championship.
In the 70 seasons of the Southeastern Conference, which of these schools has never won an SEC championship?
Yeah. 75 years was a while ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, we're definitely way beyond 70.
Yeah.
Thanks, funtrivia.com. In Mississippi State, Vandy, Mississippi, or Kentucky? The answer is Vanderbilt.
Yeah.
Which stadium hosted the SEC championship game every year? This is the dumbest question of all time. From 94 to 08.
The Georgia Dome.
All right, let's see how many we got right.
Hey, but
hang on.
Now we know.
What did you say the years were?
94 to 08.
I guess this quiz was in 08.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Ready? You guys ready to find out our answers?
Yep.
All right. We got three professional podcasters. We got answer one correct, Southern Conference. The first ever champions of the SEC were Alabama.
Ah. Okay, we chose that, right?
No, we chose Tulane.
Oh, that's right.
We got that one wrong.
Yeah.
Dang it. They went undefeated in conference play with a tie with Ole Miss. We got number three right. Sewanee left the SEC after 1939. We got number four wrong.
Oh.
In 1939, Tennessee.
I knew it!
Went undefeated, untied, and unscored on.
You guys didn't listen to me. We would hear about that
with Robert
non-stop.
Nealon.
If the Tide had done it.
That's true.
Never be able to get away from it. That was where my reasoning was. Anyway.
You're right, man. Like, I even said, was that a General Nealon team? And it was.
Yeah.
All right. We got Georgia Tech and Tulane. We got that one right. They left. Which team had their 1984 conference championship vacated? The Florida Gators. We got that one wrong.
Dang it.
They had gone undefeated in conference play.
So I thought I remembered Florida being pretty good at the beginning of the 80s.
Yeah, they got 107 rules violations by the NCAA, including making payments to players, and got suspended for 2 years.
Probably why they weren't very good for a little while.
And that was and we got the rest of them all right. So we missed 3 out of 10.
Well, 70. C's are passing.
Yeah, man. C's get degrees.
That's right. I would know.
That's what I'm talking about.
Makes us academically eligible, doesn't it?
Buddy, I think you can get some D's and be academically eligible. As long as you're not failing classes.
Yeah. D for diploma is what I was told.
Yes.
But, yeah.
That was fun.
Let's do that more often. Yeah, we got to find the new one. Like this is Sporkle, but I'm looking at Sporkle right now, and they're all really lousy. Like, SEC school map. That's not it.
Let us know on Twitter if you want us to do more trivia, and if it's okay if we do. Yeah, give us questions. Also, if you've got a trivia website, just send us the link. Drop us the link. It can be anything. It doesn't have to be Auburn, I don't guess, if the listeners are providing it to us, right?
Holy cow. Guys, there is a Sporkle quiz. Can you name the Auburn Tiger leader in each game during the 2010 season?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it.
And the games are – it's every game, and it's rushing yards, receptions, receiving yards, and return yards. Can you name the leader in these things in every game in 2010? This would be really difficult because you only get 3 minutes somehow to do this.
Oh, my God.
And that's a lot. That's four categories for – they've listed all the regular season games and then the SEC championship. They didn't list the national championship.
Wow.
But it's still difficult. That's 52 questions.
We want to do it
3 minutes.
In 3 minutes? I don't know if we could do that together. To read us the questions is gonna.
Okay. Well, I mean, you know the categories: rushing yards, receptions, receiving yards, return yards.
Pull up the schedule and we'll do it ourselves.
All right. Here we go. 3 minutes. Ready? I gotta type. So, nerd, this typing sound you're gonna hear on my computer is for you, buddy. All right, ready? 3, 2, 1. Ready. Arkansas State, return yards.
Who was the returner? Was it McCaleb?
McCaleb. Ooh, timeout. I just entered Newton, and it answered a ton of them for me for a lot of rushing yards.
All right. Oh.
Receptions. Yeah, receptions. Yeah, receptions for Arkansas State.
Darvin Adams.
Yeah.
Adams was not Arkansas State, but he was Clemson. He receptions receiving yards for Clemson, Kentucky, Mississippi, Louisiana State, Georgia, and the South Carolina game. So
he's just going to give us all these as you auto.
Well, wait a minute. We still need receptions for the Arkansas State game.
Zachary.
Namory Blake's the next option.
Zachary never led in receptions.
Lutzenkirchen.
Blake, we got a couple, but not that game.
Lutzenkirchen.
I can't spell that.
Lutzenkirchen.
I got Lutzenkirchen, but it's not Arkansas State. So who led Auburn with four receptions against Arkansas State?
Mike Dyer.
Cody Burns.
No.
Nope.
Was
Ron Reed on that team?
Yeah, no. Well, he didn't do any leading of offensive categories.
McCaleb?
Michael Dyer led in rushing yards in a couple of games.
McCaleb?
McCaleb. Yeah, well, not in that game. But he did lead rushing yards against Clemson, Alabama.
So what are we – we're still trying to get receptions.
And return yards against LSU. We've got LSU done.
Somebody's screaming at us about the third –
who had four catches and 87 yards against Arkansas State? We can't think of them.
What in the world? Who?
Wasn't Harold Zachary.
This Arkansas State game, we blew the doors off of them, so we might have got somebody third string in there at the end of the game.
Wait, we didn't blow the doors off of them.
I thought we won that game like 56-20 or something.
No, man, you should watch that game again. That was not that big of a blowout. Return yards. Who was our kickoff returner against Arkansas State?
Wasn't McCaleb?
McCaleb only led return yards in one game.
Tristan Davis? DeMond Washington a returner?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. DeMond Washington.
Yes, DeMond Washington was the returner in every game but one. We still need Chattanooga, who led us in returning yards and rushing yards.
It's going to be a walk-on.
This is a tough trivia game. We have 13 seconds left. We cannot come up with receptions versus Arkansas State.
Who had four?
Are there any other Winter big games that we still need?
Winter? 5, 4, 3, 1 We missed it. All right. Do you want to hear the answer? Winter? We went. Yeah. We got 87% correct.
Okay.
Arkansas State. Cam Newton led in rushing.
Yeah.
Mario Fannin led in receptions.
Oh my God.
My apologies, Mario. Quindarius Carr with receiving yards.
Oh, I forgot Q Carr. I forgot all about Q Carr. What is wrong with me?
Return yards, Damon Washington. Against Mississippi State, Cam Newton, Terrell Zachary, Emery Blake, Damon Washington. Clemson, Ontario McCaleb, Darvin Adams, Damon Washington. South Carolina, Cam, Darvin, T-Zack, Damon, Lamo, Mario Fannin, rushing yards. T-Zack, Emery Blake, Damon Washington, Kentucky, Cam, Darvin, Damon. Arkansas, Cam Newton, Mario Fannin, Damon Washington.
So I think what we've just discovered here.
We just forgot about Mario Fannin.
We forgot Mario Fannin.
But it's because we all think of that being the Michael Dyer season.
Sure.
Dyer was only just like a bit player that was really good, right?
Michael Dyer led the team in rushing in. Michael Dyer led the team in rushing in one game.
Yeah.
And that would be the Ole Miss game.
He had Cam.
He had 100.
He was a leading running back rusher, wasn't he?
Sure.
Yeah, he still had 1,100 yards.
Yeah. Against LSU, Cam had 217 yards rushing.
how is he not leading in more of these games, though?
Because Michael Dyer against Ole Miss had 180 yards rushing.
No, I'm talking about how is Dyer not the number one guy in most of the
games? Here's the weird one that people forget about. All right, we'll get to that. Against UT Chattanooga, Mario Fannin rushing, T-Zack, Anthony Morgan in return yards.
Yeah.
So Cam Newton, Emery Blake, Emery, and Damon Washington against Georgia. And then against Alabama, Ontario had 50 yards rushing. Good for leading the team in rushing. Emery Blake had 3 catches. Good for leading the team. Terrell Zachary with 79 yards receiving. And Damon Washington. So.
Wow.
So that's, yeah.
All right, I want to go back to the Arkansas State game because you guys are telling me this isn't a blowout, but I'm looking at 52-26.
I'm telling you, I watched the game.
It was 35-16 at the half.
Yeah, okay.
Right.
I mean, we had almost 700 yards of offense, 600 yards.
But it was a classic, if my memory serves me correctly, it was a classic Auburn game where we felt like we should have won by more. Earlier.
See, my memory of this game, though, is just remember, this is the first time I ever saw Cam play, so I think I was just more enthralled by that. And Auburn, think about this, an Auburn quarterback going for 170 yards on the ground.
Yeah.
That's as many rushing yards as probably any Auburn quarterback had for the previous decade combined, right?
Yeah, he was really good in the game. Matter of fact, I remember watching that game with a buddy of mine who went to Ohio State, who he and I watched the game, and that was, you know, Ohio State was supposed to be really good that year too. And my buddy said, dude, this Cam Newton guy is going to be really good. Like, he might be as good as Pryor next year. So, like, he might be as good as Terrell Pryor was what I, and I was like, yeah, you might be right. We might have this guy as good as Terrell Pryor next year. I still, after the game, did not think, oh, he's going to win the Heisman and be the best player in the school's history.
As I've said multiple times in this podcast, I told people that we were going to win the national championship that year, and it was because of Cam. So
it's probably your greatest achievement as an Oracle.
It's the 100%. And it's not that I went around making broad proclamations at the time like that either. It became kind of a parody after that, because then I tried to reproduce my results over and over again. But, you know, whatever. But
you guys, but now we're going to win the national championship again.
Well, because before that, it would be absurd to suggest that we were going to win a national championship in a season. Like, what? But after that, it's like, oh, maybe we could do it.
Right. Well, guys, that was fun. We should do more of these Sporkle quizzes.
Yeah, that was fun.
All right. Well, thanks for listening. Let's try to keep it nice and tight today on a 40-minute pod, which I think is good because you're not commuting to work anymore. So.
Yeah, we're only 3 months late to that trend.
All right. Who knows?